I shared the pictures here of my daughter on Facebook, knowing beforehand that I had the fear that when I posted these, someone was liable to come along and hate on them. Someone was liable to come along and hit me really hard in a place where I'm vulnerable. And I'm grateful that thousands of people liked these pictures. And that's why I share them. That's why I do everything I do. That's why I do all the videos. I do them for the people that like them. I'm grateful so many nice, thankful people posted and said some nice things on here. And yet, I do them knowing I'm going to get punched right in the face, too. I know that I'm going to get hit with things that hurt and that hurt bad. And I'm okay with that. I go forward doing things, knowing that I'll get smacked right in the place that hurts most. And I do this video because it's the right thing today. I didn't want to do it, so to speak. I don't, you think I want to, cry on here and look vulnerable? It hurts when you get hit with things in life. And I'm willing to get hit with everything I need to get hit with to be a better person for you, to be a person that can help you, and to show you that if you want to do things in life that are good, if you want to do things that help people, if you want to love and be loved, that sometimes you have to get hit in the face. Sometimes you have to get dumped. Sometimes you have to get hurt right in the spot you'd least like to get hurt. Sometimes you have to be vulnerable. You have to share something that you never wanted to tell anyone about if you want to heal and if you want to feel better and if you want to have a good life today. And the amazing thing is the strength that comes from being willing to do this. The infinite strength and power that comes from being willing to take the worst things that you never wanted to hear. This comment still hurts, and it's been a week, and it still hurts. And it hurts because I've went around seeing my little girl one-sided, that she's this beautiful, perfect angel. It hurts because life is not one-sided. Any point of view is just as true as another. And this is a great lesson from the creator of the universe to help me. I look at the world as a life where there's one relationship between me and my creator, with all of you here, my brothers. And as long as any of my brothers is sick and suffering and miserable, then it's up to me to be here to serve my brothers and sisters here. It's up for me to do whatever it takes to serve you, to help you, to give you what you need, to tell you what you need to hear today. It's up to me to lead by example as someone who's been given a wonderful life and as someone who used to say things like this. This hurts especially because I did this. I did this to a girl in my graduate school. She had a godson that she loved so much and was posting pictures of him on Facebook all the time. And then when she said something, I told the in front of the entire class I thought he was ugly. It hurts because I understand the suffering of my brothers and sisters, and I'm willing to go through it. I'm willing to see it again. I'm willing to stay here and work with it and experience the hurt that comes from working with the pain of others. I'm willing to put myself out there and get shot down. I'm willing to stand up knowing that I'm going to fall down again. That's how my daughter learns to walk. That's how she is becoming and growing so much, because she's willing to try crawling when she can't hardly move. She's willing to fall down on her face and cry and get back up and try again. She's willing to stand up and flail and have dad help her and hold her, and then she falls down again. She's willing to be hungry and thirsty and miserable so that she can keep growing and just so that she can deal with and learn about life. And she's not hungry and miserable very often, but she's willing to get hungry and she's willing to go through all these things in life because of love. Love is why all of the pain and suffering's worth it. I shared in my support group the other day this comment and how much it hurt. And a lot of people have said a lot of things back about this person. I love the person who shared that just the same as I love you, Just the same as I love my family, that is another one of my brothers, an equal from the Creator, who's no better or worse than me, who I understand their suffering, and that I'm here, and what I perceive as suffering. It may or may not be like that. I'm here to lead by example and to show that you can have a wonderful life, you can be vulnerable, you can cry, you can fall down like a baby and get back up and have infinite strength, where life is worth living every day, especially when it hurts. It's worth living when it's happy, when it's sad, and when you don't look good out in front of everyone else. And I post this video knowing that someone's gonna rip it with the fear there that someone's just gonna, finally, you've made all these videos I've hated, and this is the one I've been waiting for. This is the one I've really been waiting to rip hard. And I'm gonna let you have it on my keyboard now. And yet, you can't give me anything that you're not already feeling yourself. You can't give me a negative hurt emotion that you aren't already suffering with. My daughter, sometimes she gets really upset when she goes to fall asleep. She gets miserable and flails and throws her arms around, and she just gets so frustrated she won't go to sleep. And what works for me to help her to go to sleep is I hold her and I look at her. And this is after everything else hasn't worked. She won't, you know, no pats on the back, no singing, nothing. She's upset. I look at her and say, I feel happy and peaceful. I love you, and I'm willing to feel how you feel if you're willing to feel how I feel. I will take your pain and hurt and suffering, and I will walk through it with you to the point where we both can be peaceful again. And I sit and cry with her on the couch. I've sat and cried with her a lot, and it's amazing. My wife is amazed. She doesn't think it'll work so often, and yet we both sit and cry together, and we both, after a few minutes, are quiet and come go to bed and go to sleep, and she's just like, wow. Wow. That's an amazing thing to be able to do in life. I'm willing to feel how you feel, because I know that underneath that is the infinite love and peace of the universe. I know that I can feel pain and suffering and return back to peace. And you might think this looks awful and painful right now. I'm very happy and fully alive right now. This is a wonderful feeling. To feel vulnerable, to feel humble here with you as a brother and equal, someone who's no better than you, someone who's no worse than you, someone who's been the sick person most of their life that needed to be helped. Someone who's been more likely to make that comment most of their life than most other people. I'm thankful I don't have to do that today. Living like that is a place I couldn't take anymore. I couldn't take living like that. And I prayed and asked to be given a different life. I prayed and prayed and asked to be given a different life, and I've been given one. In exchange for this life I've been given that is peaceful, it's up to me to share that with you. I have a life that's wonderful, and I offer that with you. In understanding also that I'm willing to feel how your life is, so I understand it, and so I can talk to you and effectively serve you and be here with you today. I'm willing to cry every day, if that's what it takes. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this life of service, to make this life useful. I'm willing to look stupid and weak and vulnerable and like a baby. If I can reach you that sees what you need to see here and give you the courage to do what you need to do today, to have a great life that you deserve to have, I'm thankful. I remember the thousands. I shared this because I was willing to take the hurtful comment. I was willing to suffer the pain, knowing that also there were thousands of you that said thank you, that hit the time to like this post, that hit the time to say thank you, beautiful baby, happy new year. I'm willing to take the pain to do the most good today, and that's a miracle. Because a lot of my life, I was too scared I was too scared to take that step. I was too scared to put myself out there. I was too scared to really invest myself in something and really put myself into something enough to really get shot down. So I'm willing to keep falling if it's in the line of service for you. If I can keep helping you, the way a waiter might wait on you in a restaurant, if I can keep bringing you your food, I will keep falling down and tripping with your food. I'll keep messing things up and keep trying to do better. I'll keep doing my best today for you. Because really, it's for me too. When I give you the love and peace and happiness, it comes back to me. And when I give it again, it comes back to me. And I have the love and peace and happiness in my life. When I mess something up, then I can say, Jerry, it's okay you messed that up. Instead of saying, Jerry, such an idiot, such a jerk, you shouldn't have done that. Instead of going off on myself, instead of hating on myself, I can love and say, you're not perfect, it's okay. And yet you are perfect in God's image. Or whatever word you want to use for creator, the universe, or higher power, you are perfect in that image. And yet there will always be ways to see you can improve also. So thank you very much for watching this today. I'm honored you've spent this time with me. And I hope you have a great day today.